For those who are joining us this morning for the first time in this series, we are looking at encouragement. I've entitled our studies, The Power of Encouragement, and I trust that this will be a help to you. I've noted here that it's an essential ministry in the local church, and I think as all of us will realize, encouragement can mean a whole lot to us, especially in times that we feel down and discouraged. But let's read at least a few verses from Acts chapter 4, and we may be jumping around a little this morning, and we may not read all of the verses that you have noted here. I imagine some of you have been doing a little work ahead of time. Somebody said that they'd been reading these scriptures, and no doubt that's been an encouragement to you to read these things ahead of time. So Acts chapter 4, let's read from verse 36, please. And Joseph, or Joseph, who by the apostles were surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now to Acts chapter 9, please. Verse 26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed or attempted to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Chapter 11 of the book of Acts. Verse 22. We're in Antioch here, and we read in verse 22 that tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Chapter 12, please. Verse 25. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now there were at the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers of Barnabas, Simeon that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. I don't normally care to have people read my mail, but I received some time ago a little note. I had been ministering in a certain place, and when I got home, a few days later, I received this note. Dear Rod, just a quick note to thank you for your ministry here for the past few days. I can't begin to tell you how timely your messages were. The Lord never ceases to amaze me. in how he enables his servants to minister so appropriately. Second paragraph. And I wanted to encourage you in your ministry of encouragement. It is a special gift to be able to share with people of all ages and circumstances. It's encouraging to see you willing to spend the time with individuals as well as on the platform. Much love in Christ and so on. And I saw that as being something that I needed. I saw that as being something that every one of us needs. Someone has said that a pat on the back, although it's a few vertebrae only from a kick in the pants, a pat on the back is usually much more effective. Now, I'm not saying that we go around flattering people and saying things that aren't true, but I do believe we could all be much more effective in our ministry of encouragement than maybe we are right now. Last Sunday morning, we saw how easily we can become discouraged. The potential for discouragement is all around us. And we must find the answer for discouragement first and foremost in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. Then on Tuesday evening, we looked at the importance of finding a network of encouragers all around us. Broadly speaking, every individual in our local fellowship ought to be encouragers one or another. But then there are those who belong to a smaller circle of friends. You know, there are some people that I count as being good friends, but when I'm going through rough times, I steer clear of them. You know why? Because they're not encouragers. They're those negative kind of people who always have got something negative or something critical to say about something or someone, and while they may be good friends, I've got to stay away from them. Because I don't need my potential for discouragement to be compounded by their negativism. They are not encouragers. Although they may be friends of mine, I still see them as potentially being discouragers. We all need to be encouragers, and I can suggest, and maybe we will before this series is finished, a number of ways in which we can encourage each other. A word of encouragement, a little note of encouragement can go a long way. A telephone call, a gift of something. I know that you've had a rough time lately. I was just thinking of you, and I saw this, and I thought that you might like it. Well, that can mean a whole lot, can't it? But what I want to do is, I want us to look at this individual, an individual whose name is Barnabas, and see if we can learn some lessons on how to be encouragers of others. I notice four things about him. I notice, first of all, that he's a gifted man. Then I notice he's a generous man. Thirdly, I notice that he's a good man. And fourthly, I come to the conclusion that he's a growing man, spiritually speaking. When we first read about Barnabas, it's in the book of Acts, chapter 4. And we discover that Barnabas' given name is Joseph, or Joseph. He is a Cypriot Levite. He's a man that obviously is trusting the Lord and seeking to serve him. But he's a man who is so involved in the ministry of encouragement that his friends have given him a name, a nickname. And Joseph was known as Barnabas, which being interpreted means what? Son of encouragement. Son of consolation. Today we call him Mr. Encouragement. There he is as he walks down. There he is. Mr. Encouragement. And I think we'll see as we begin to look through this brief but intriguing profile of his life, that that's what he's involved in. Wherever he goes, whoever he meets, he proves to be true to his nickname, an encourager. Now you see, I want us to look at, first of all, the biblical meaning of encouragement. It comes from the same word that is translated in our English language, describing the Holy Spirit as being the comforter. You need to go back to your original language and you discover that that word is the word paraclete. It's a word that's made up of two different roots. The prefix para means something that's alongside of something else. Parallel, okay? Two lines that are alongside of each other. And then the word kletos, or clete as we have it in our English, paraclete, comes from the Greek word kaleo, to call. So a paraclete is someone that I call alongside me to help me in the time of my need. Someone who is equipped and someone who is willing to lend his expertise or help or resources. A little after 8:30 this morning, there was a loud rap on my door. When I went to the door, my good brother Luton Neely was standing there. He said, my car stopped. So I got the apple car out of the garage there, and I went, and we opened the hood of both cars, and I gave him a jump start. What was I? I was a paraclete. I came alongside of him, literally, at the moment of his needs, and got him going again, so that he could go down to the doctor on his way to a Lutheran to preach this morning. And I feel that we need to be those who can come alongside of our brothers and sisters and give them a spiritual jumpstart. You ever needed that? I have. I'm perfectly sure you have too. And it's people like my friend who send me letters. It's people who get alongside of me and get to know what the problem is and what my frustrations are that are best equipped as being my encouragement. That's a biblical meaning of encouragement. Someone who simply comes alongside and gives us a spiritual jump start. You might not find those terms in Scripture itself, but that's the idea, isn't it? That's the picture. And of course, that's what we have discovered to be the spiritual gift of encouragement. You know, I'm talking about the spiritual gifts which are available to the church today. I'm not sure about the gift of speaking in tongues. Some people think you can do that. I'm not sure at all about that. The gift of healing, well, I believe God heals, but I don't think you can turn that gift on and off like a faucet. But I do know that there are gifts that we can expect to see and expect to practice in the local church today. There's the gift of evangelism. Some people, wherever they go, are able to speak of the Lord Jesus and lead people to Christ. There's the gift of teaching. There's the gift of the pastor, the shepherd of the flock. There's the gift of giving. Some people have that. The gift of faith. But this one is the gift of exhortation or the gift of encouragement. Who do you think in the New Testament has that gift? Why? Of course, Barnabas. Now, the encouragement of this gifted man surely helped others to become encouragers also. I love being with other Christians. I love being with other servants of the Lord. Maybe some of you have met or noticed